her up for the seat to get taken. Come on up. Get something you may not have had in a long time. Good morning. How you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, bro. All right, let's go ahead and begin. I'm going to get some rope real soon. Good to see y'all tonight. That's what I like about it. Come on up. All right. Good to see y'all tonight. John 14 tonight. Let's go ahead and begin. Continue our study together. John chapter 14 tonight. And we're going to begin and continue our study from God's holy word. John chapter 14. And we start by verse 14, 15. Jesus continued to talk about letting not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go. See, I go to prepare a place for him. Luke 19, prepare a place for you. Luke 19, 10. And as he came to seek and save that which was lost. So verse 14, he said, if you should ask anything in my name, by my authority, if you ask anything by my name, by my authority, you got to be within the authority of Jesus. Be in the authority of Jesus, it must be validated by the word of God. See, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So if that's so, if it got to be validated by the word of God, which means also to be able to ask, you must be in Christ Jesus. Amen. That you must be faithful. Amen. John 8:31, if you continue in my word, indeed, we shall be his disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. A lot of times, we only ask for anything with that when we are in trouble. But as long as everything's going well, sometimes we depend on tangibility more than intangibility. See, we walk by faith, see, and not by sight. In relationship to two things that I want you to see. Number one, to be able to ask, number one, it must be by the authority of the word of God. See, when you look at this book, and I keep saying this over and over again, when you're not studying it, when you're not letting the word of Christ dwell in you, teaching you and admonishing you, when you know you're not, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19, see, you're missing out on blessings, amen. Because you can't be blessed outside this book, amen. You just can't be blessed outside this book. See, hold your spot right there. Let's go back. See, we keep going back there. James chapter 1. Because in James chapter 1, see, he talks about that concept of blessings. Amen. When he talks about it in James chapter 1 and verse 12. See, and then if you're there, let's tie that on in to James 4, 7. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Because see, in James 4 and verse 7, again, hear that word again. You got to be able to submit, to resist the draw, in order to be humble, in order for him to lift you up. So in James chapter 1 and verse number 12, he talks about that blessed is the man that endures temptation. See, if you can't get over temptation, you're not going to be blessed. The reason why you're not going to be blessed, because outside of the authority of the word of God, John 9:31, where sin is, God is not. That is, sin separates you from God in relationship to be able to receive the promises that he going to promise us through the word. See, the promises that he gives us only in the word. See, a lot of times when people say, well, I got a premonition, well, I got a revelation. Well, anytime that premonition, revelation is not in the book, it's a useless premonition. Because God do not operate outside of the book. The only way God going to operate to us is through the book. Through the perfect law of liberty. He don't work outside. Sometimes people say, I have a dream. God put this on my heart. See, God don't put that upon your heart unless it's in the book. Does that make sense? And the reason why it makes sense is because this book is the perfect law of liberty. James 1:25. If something perfect, it don't need no addition. If something perfect, it don't need to be taken away from. See, it's perfect. To thoroughly furnish us unto all good works, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 17. See, so I'm saying that to show you That's the benefit and the blessing it is for being in Christ Jesus and doing everything by the name of, by the authority. Because anytime we step outside of authority, we lost everything. We don't have anything. Because that's sin. 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression against the law, right? That's what sin is. Anytime we violate the word, we sin, don't we? James 4:17, to him who knoweth to do good and do it not, to him is a what? See, that when we know it to be right, and then we fail to do it, we sin. Or Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully. Like sometimes we say, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. God's going to forgive me. See, if we sin willfully, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. See, so when you do that, at that point, verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You can't ask. Because you're outside of his authority. You're outside of his word. And another concept. See, when Jesus talked about one church, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, and then Ephesians 4:3, he says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. See, we work on being one, because anytime we two, anytime we divide it, anytime we contentions, that violates authority too. Because number one, it's no reason for us to be contentious. There's no reason for us to be divisive. And the reason why, both of us can't be right. John 14:6 says there ain't but one way. Now, if you want to find that way, go to authority. Go to the book. And they're going to solve it. Amen. And like people say, well, Brother Lyle, why y'all in the Church of Christ don't use instrumental music? Well, I can show you. I can show you Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, James 5:13. I can walk you through the Bible and show you in every case where the Bible said, and they sung. Now, since I show you, you show me why you can use it. Isn't that fair? Right? Let's take your Bible and show me. Right? I can show you why. You ask me the question, I can show you. How the gentleman got angry with me. He said, well, okay then. Just take me off y'all bulletin list. Okay. It still ain't going to change the word. We don't have to send you nothing. But still ain't going to change nothing. Because the perfect law can't be changed. Amen. So what I'm saying is that you let authority do the talking for you, amen. This is the best answer in the world. Somebody said, well, how to be a good wife? Well, read your book. How to be a good husband? Read the book. How to be a good parent? Read the book. He gave us the perfect law of liberty. You know, when God created man, and me and Brother Frazier were wording with universe the other day, and you know, when he made man before the sixth day, when he created man in his own image, you know, he gave man everything that they needed. He said, all you got to do is dress it and keep it. He gave them everything in the garden that they needed. With only one stipulation. That one command. Of this garden, you may freely eat, but the tree of good and evil. Don't eat that. The day you eat it down, you will surely die. And guess what? It ain't no apple tree. People say, Eve ate off the apple tree. You can't find that nowhere in God's word. Amen. Am I right? Look at Genesis 2:15. Amen. So he gave man everything that they needed. Amen. See, everything that they needed from the beginning. He didn't leave nothing out. Amen. See, so if he gave man everything they need in a physical sense, wouldn't it make sense that he give every man what they need in a spiritual sense? Because when you get the spiritual sense right, the physical is going to be all right. When you get the inside right, when you get that mindset right, everything else is going to be right, right? Because Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed, but be transformed by what? The renewing your mind. That's the reason why you're here. See, you're here today to renew your mind. See, when you leave here, I hope you're going to be a little bit better than you came. Amen. This is a work in progress. Revelation 2:10, be in thou faithful unto death. And we know we're going to die. So what we're doing, we're working, being faithful that if anything we ask, if we ask in his name, he said, he didn't say, I may give it to you. He said, I will give it to you if it's in rim with the word. Now you may say, well, I'm going home asking for a brand new car. I'm going home and asking for me a brand new house. That ain't what he's talking about. That ain't what he's talking about. He's not talking about that. He's talking about that, and go with me in the book of Philippians. Right quick, and then we're gonna move on. I got to move on. Philippians. Okay? Philippians chapter 4. See? And I'm again reading 8. Okay, read the whole chapter when you get a chance. Philippians 4:8. Back up to verse 7. Back up to verse 6. Back up to verse 4. All right? The whole chapter we need to back up, but we just don't have time. But Philippians 4:4, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. When you woke up this morning, did you rejoice? Amen. You been rejoicing all day? How good it is to be saved. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for my children. Thank God for being saved. Amen. Am I right? Rejoice in the Lord always. I like how he say, in the Lord. He didn't say in your job, did he? Or your money, did he? In the Lord, amen. See, when you're in the Lord, everything else is going to be all right. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. See, the Lord is at hand. Because we're rejoicing in the Lord. See, the Lord is at hand. Whatever we ask, I will give it to you because I'm holding it in my hand. Y'all see what I'm holding in my hand? But see, when you don't study it, when you don't know what's in here, how it going to benefit you? Or when you sin, amen, and sin separates you from the perfect law of liberty, see, number one, you're not in the Lord and he's not at hand, amen. Is that right? Am I right? Then it goes on to say, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have, underline that now, those things which you have what? Learned. See, it's not going to benefit you until you what? Know it, amen? 1 John 5:13. These things were written that you may what? Know. See, you got to learn it, you got to know it, in order for it to be what? Applied. See, you can't be outside Christ Jesus. See, I don't care what Reuben Shelley said in that book, when he said there are Christians in all churches, he's a liar. Because that cannot be. If that's so, well, how can he be at hand? How can you be in the Lord? How can he say if anything you asked? See, you asked by his name and it shall be when you violate the name. Amen. It can't be. It can't be no way in the world. And that's the reason why he say, these things which you have learned, underline that word learn. See, man, we need to be studying every day, every opportunity. We need to be like them Muslims. Now, one thing about them, they pray to Buddha 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Now, I don't agree who they praying to, but what they doing is right. Man, we need to be praying without ceasing. We need to be studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Every opportunity we get. And we live in a world today, and I say it all the time, with these phones and with these iPads and with iPhones. What about, you know, you can pick up a phone, click on an app, read the Bible. Some will talk back to you if you want to read. Amen. Why? Because you want to learn these things. You want to understand these things. You want to know these things. Because see, once you learn it and once you know, guess what? Can't nobody take it away from you. Amen? You know how to operate. But you got to learn it. And that's the reason why he said, these things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know what that means also? See, Paul talking about, see, what you have heard, what you have learned, and what you have seen of me. See, you do. See, that's the reason why, brother, right? See, the blind can't lead the blind. We are our brother's keeper. What good am I faithful when you're not faithful? What good are you faithful when you're not faithful? You understand? See, by us being faithful, we encourage one another. We learn from one another. We are taught by one another. Amen? See, that's the reason why. Here we go again. See, when the whole church come together in one place, we come together for a purpose. But see, we can't come if you don't see the importance of being here. Or you don't see the need of being here. How you going to learn something? People who are not here today, can they learn what I'm saying tonight? Do they understand what I'm saying tonight? Why? Because they ain't hearing it. Y'all with me? They've come by hearing by the what? The word of God. Amen. See, and that's the reason why the unity of the fellowship of 1 Corinthians 12:12, there's one body, but many members. Do you understand what he's saying? There's one body, but we are many members. And guess what? We're going to be held accountable as being our brother's keeper. In a good way, or a positive way. How in the world you going to sit there and tell, I'm going to sit there and tell Frazier to come to church when I'm going to come? Same thing as a father. How in the world I'm going to tell you not to smoke cigarettes, drink whiskey, when I'm doing the same thing? How I'm going to tell my daughter, well, you better be careful how you dress when you're a hoochie mama. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, you got to lead by example. And that's what he's talking about. See, that's how we learn. We learn twofold. We learn through the word because we're all on the same page, right? Would y'all agree with me tonight? That whatsoever we ask in his name, it will be done. Y'all agree? And we're going to ask it in the Lord, right? We're going to ask because the Lord's at hand, am I right? Do we all agree with that? So because we all agree on that, we're going to build one another up. Amen. Am I right? Man, we got the best. We live in the world today. This world we live in with texting and emailing. Man, we need to be texting one another. How you doing? It don't take you but 1 minute. How you doing? I don't care if you misspell words. Send them anyway. You know what I'm talking about. See, you may be saying, how you booing? Well, that's all right. You know what he's talking about. Amen. Amen. Because, see, I love to get texts from the brethren. Amen. See, I love to send texts out because, see, you're using an avenue to encourage. Amen. Because you just never know how your day is going. But when you receive something from a brother to let him know you love, even like your wife, you know, y'all both at work. I mean, sit down, send a little text. I love you. And then you, the wife, get the text. You say, oh, don't that make you feel good? Huh? So I love when I be gone 2 or 3 hours away and my wife will text me, where you at? I love when she say that. You know why? Because she be missing her boo. She do. I'm telling you, man. Right, and them kind of texts, I don't erase right away. I read them 2 or 3 times. Is it like in Vietnam? When I was in Vietnam, we got those letters. You be in line, you know. You'll get 7 letters in one day. And you be in line waiting on the mail call. And they call everybody's name but your name. You walk away so sad. But whenever you got one, boy, you cherish those letters. Because you know the next 2 or 3 days, you may read the same letter 20 times. Because you know the next day, you may not get there. But see, that's what we need to do toward one another in relationship to building one another up. So what we learn, what we have heard, what we taught one another, what we teach one another, because we all unify and because we all one. See the danger when the church is divided? Or even when you have division in your home. Husbands don't love their wife, as Christ also loved the church. When the wife go one way and the husband go another way, what way you think the children gonna go? Another way. Because the devil knows that you're divided. So I just wanted to hit on that right quick, because he says here again, he said, those things which you have learned and received and heard and seen of me do, and the law of God, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, and now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. But look at verse number 11. This is where I want to get at. He said, not that I speak in respect of want. Underline that word, want. See, what you want may be in violation of the perfect law of liberty. Amen. It's not want. See, want, for I have learned, that word again, right? In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be what? Satisfied. Content. Amen. See, like Maurice said, man, I had me a good old peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's good. You said, well, guess what? You were full. Amen. A peanut butter jelly sandwich will fill you up just as good as a pork chop sandwich. Because they both go down the same way. You both got to chew them. Amen. Am I right? But that mindset, right? What you have learned. I hear people say, well, I wouldn't eat that. I wouldn't do that. Well, I don't like that. See, what you're doing, you're telling your mind that you won't want to supersede need. And when you do that, number one, see, contentment not going to be what? There. See, then when contentment ain't there, greed set in that throws you outside of the Lord. It's a sin to be greedy. You didn't know that? It is. It's a sin to be haughty. It's a sin to be coveted. To covet things. Amen. It's a sin to lust at what your brother has. That's a sin. Amen. It is. But we have to learn these things. And the only way you're going to learn it is through that perfect law of liberty. And what Jesus is trying to say is that whatever you ask, well, as long as it's in my name, because he said, as long as it's in his name, it's going to be at hand, it's going to be in the Lord, he's going to say, I will do it for you. Amen. But it can't violate this. It can't violate this here. Amen. That's the reason why sometimes decisions are made. See, the husband and the wife twain together and they're one, amen, and they take the book and make the decision based on the book. That's the word. You say, whoa, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Because you ain't unequally yoked, right? You're yoked as a believer, right? And believers believe in the perfect law of living, am I right? See, so you're going to consult the book, right? To make sure what you are doing is not a want, but a need. So you can have contentment, satisfaction, see, in relationship to understand it. Because the Lord got to be at hand. It got to be in the Lord, amen, in order for it to happen. I know I spent a lot of time. The reason why I spent a lot of time, because greed, money, the world destroy marriages, homes, families more. The love of money is the root of all evil. See, the love, not having it now. I want to clear that up. See, it's the love of it. That is, when you let it control you. Man, y'all say, well, I'm going to give all my money away. Come on. I'll take it. Because I know what to do with it. Amen. But it's the love of, that is, that when it encompasses you and control you to the point whereby, by number one, need has been violated, want has set in, you don't have contentment, and because then you begin to say, well, it's not important when the whole church come together in one place. Well, I ain't got to come when they come. Well, I can come another time. They ain't nothing but the work of the devil. So number one, you should have never got yourself in such bad shape in a situation where you got to miss a Wednesday night or got to miss a Sunday morning because you got to work when the Lord already told you what to do. Right or wrong? But see, that's that mindset. You have learned that you won't. See, not need. You won't. See, what you see, man, I got two nice cars in the garage. I got this. Look what I got. I got these nice clothes. Look what I got. And see, what the devil have done, if taking your mind in the mindset of the world, then pride set in. Because see, you want to hold on to them, right? Because see, you don't want nobody to repossess your car. Because then you got double trouble because people are going to say, what happened to your car? They're going to ask you that question. Then you so proud, you don't want to tell the truth. They repossessed it. You're going to say, it's in the shop.
But now
you don't lie. And then they're going to come back to you and say, how long are we going to be in the shop? Well, I just don't know. And you know that repo man got that car. But see, all that sin just sets in, and what the devil have is a double whammy, don't he?
Yes, he does.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Simply because what we do, we violate authority. Amen? Y'all with me? See, and that's the reason why Jesus said, whatsoever you ask it in my name. Right? Or by my authority. Amen. Because see, once you do it by this book, you ain't going to lose. You can't lose with scripture. You can't lose with the perfect law. Ain't no way in the world you're going to make a mistake with the book. You ain't going to do it. That's the law of reciprocity of Galatians 6 of sowing. When you sow toward the Spirit, you're going to have everlasting life. All the time. When you sow toward the you ain't going to miss it. You ain't going to miss it. And that's the reason why he said that. Whatsoever you ask, in my name, by my authority. And guess what? Only those who are in Christ Jesus, because you just read in Philippians, it got to be in the Lord, right? It got to be at hand, right? It got to be what you heard, right? What you learned by example, right? Because we all going to be doing what? The same thing. Is that right? Now some of y'all going to leave here and say, well, Brother Lyle, he just talk. He don't want, that's his business. Amen? Yeah. See, it's not about that. It's about brothering coming together and taking the word and building on the word. See, it's brothering taking the word and, okay. I thought man, I had pushed the wrong button. One time I was in here and got nervous with that alarm. I can't remember, that would happen when you get old too. I can remember what the password code word was. And I started pushing buttons, I couldn't remember. Then it started saying, beep, 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 beep. I couldn't remember, and then I got more nervous. You know, it got worse and worse. And then all of a sudden, the alarm went off. I said, man, I said, let me get out of here. I flew, made it down the Rite Aid. I saw the fire trucks coming. I saw the police coming. I saw everybody coming to the building. I turned around. I came back up. I said, what's wrong? I said, I'm the minister here. They said, well, sir, you need to go in and make sure the building is secure. I knew it was secure. So now I got the number written down in my bill folder. That never happened to me no more. I tell you what. Okay, let's go back to John. That's a bad feeling, man. That's right. But guess what, y'all? The building was secure. It really was. So go back to John 14, okay? So go back. Okay? So what he's saying here, y'all with me so far? Y'all with me? He said, now you need to underline that word name, and right Matthew 28 and 20, right Acts 4:12, read by that. Yeah, do that. All right? You bring your Bible. That's you. Okay, well, you make sure you bring it here. Okay, all right. Now, you can write in that when you want to. Oh, okay. All right. So, let's go on back to 15. Then he said, when you do that by my name, that's Acts 4:12, Matthew 28:18. He said, if you love me, you'll do what? See, if you love me, you're going to keep God's commandments. See, another point. You can't love God and violate his word. See, you can't love God and be outside his word. See, if you love God, you're going to do what? Keep his commandments. Go to 1 John 5 right quick. Let me share that with you. Over 1 John 5. See, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, see, 1 John 5, 1, he used a phrase. Everybody want to say, I'm born again. To be born again, it requires prerequisite. Okay? Here's the 1 John 5, 1. He said, whosoever believeth that Jesus the Christ is born of God. Right, tie that back into Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So if you believe and is baptized shall be saved, you is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot loveth him also, that is begotten of him. Now look at verse 2. He said, by this we know, amen, that we love the children of God when we what? Love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandment is not hard. For whatsoever, like we say, see, whatsoever is born of God. See, it ties back in the same thing with Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, for whatsoever is born of God, see, you will overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. See, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is he, talking about Jesus, that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. Amen. And it is the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, that bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. And what that's simply saying, see, Jesus came, he came by water and by the blood of Jesus Christ, because he came in contact with both through the blood that he shed in person to church, through the water grave of baptism that we'll bear with him, like Marco was, to arise to walk in his life, that give us victory, amen, that calls us to be born again. But we do that because we what? Love God. So he said, if you love me, you do what? See, you can't love God and not keep his commandments. You can't do that. See, you can't love God and violate his commandments. Amen. Genesis 6, Noah, y'all remember Noah? God told Noah to build an ark, didn't he? The Bible said only 8 people were saved. You know why they were saved? Because they loved God and did what God told them to do. Everybody else what died. And what sin do? Sin bring for what? Death. And you can go from Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation and read different cases. People who loved God, they were blessed. People who disobeyed God, they paid the price. Amen. Because if you love God, you're going to do what? See, if you love God, you're going to what? Keep his command. See, ain't no way in the world, let me tie this in. Ain't no way in the world a man going to say he'd love his wife but don't take care of his family. You know that? That's your job. Amen. That ain't the government job. It's your job. Y'all don't believe me? When they sinned in the Garden of Eden, he told me, he said, woman, okay, because you sinned against me, you're going to have pain in childbearing, right? Man was always going to rule over you, right? I didn't say it. God said it, didn't he? He told man, he said, because you disobeyed me, you're going to work and sweat from the lands of the field for the rest of your life. So y'all who got jobs, when you got to get up and go to work, well, blame Adam. From that point, they had to work. Amen? Am I right? And you can't change that. What you laughing about, Randy? That's the truth. That's the truth. And then 1 Timothy 5:8 says, if a man don't take his own, he's denied the faith, he's worse than a what? That's not the point. The point is, if you love God, you're going to love your wife. You can't love God and love your wife. You're going to love your wife, you got to do what the Bible tells you to do in responsibility on what a husband's supposed to do. Amen. Amen. See, we got it backwards. We got what marriage, we got what a husband and wife, and what a wife is supposed to do, what a husband is supposed to do, different. You got to go back to the word. See, here we go again. You can't ask and it be given if you violate the authority. Amen. See, go with me to a scripture right quick. Then we're going to move on. 1 Peter. You see, the world wants to see it differently. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter 3, 7. See, this God's word right here. Amen. Beginning of verse 1, 1 Peter 3, 1. He said, likewise, your wives be in subjection. Underline that word subjection. Y'all there? Okay, hold on. I didn't hear. He said, likewise, you wives, y'all there? All you wives there? And your husband too. Likewise, you wives be in subjection to somebody else's husband. What did it say? You got to have your own husband, right? Right? Likewise, your wives be subjection to your own what? What wives are, male or female? What husbands is, male or female? So where they get male and male? How can a man be a wife? Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all with me? Amen? Y'all with me? I'm saying, I want you to think. Because see, this the world, this the way the world is going. Amen. That's the trend the world is going. The world is taking God's word out of their life. And that's the reason why it's so messed up. It's going to get worse and worse. Because see, when you leave God's word, you lose everything. And it's happening in the home. Amen. People don't respect this no more. That's the reason why when you ask, you're not going to get because you violate authority. Amen. This is binding. You can't sit there and say, well, we are equal. Because y'all ain't equal. I'm going to show you in a minute. Husband and wife ain't equal. God didn't make y'all equal. God made man for a specified reason, woman for a specified reason, and children for a specified reason. Amen. This the Bible, amen. Don't look at me. It's in the Bible, amen. I'm supposed to teach it, am I right? He said, likewise, your wife been suggesting to your own husband that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be warned by conversation of their wife. But drop it down to verse 7. It says that likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge through study. Matthew 19:9, Matthew 5:31, 1 Corinthians 7, Romans chapter 7, Ephesians chapter 5, 24 and 25. See, you need to, that's the knowledge that y'all need to understand. You need to understand what the husband wife, the wife job. See, we spend too much money on the cake, but we don't spend enough time on the word. Amen. We spent 30 months, a year, 3 years planning a wedding. Nobody never pick up the book. The wedding ceremony, 15, 20 minutes. Nobody never talk about the book. Amen. How in the world are you going to know how to be a husband and, you ain't never looked at the instructions? Then look what he said here. He said, likewise, your husband dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto their wife, as unto a what, Brother Frazier? That's what you are. Now, that's not derogatory. Amen. You ought to be happy. To be sweet, smelling good, petite. Amen. Soft hands. Amen. Does that sound sweet and nice? Amen. Well, we men are supposed to have rough hands. Amen. Because we are working. Amen. Taking care of that wife. Am I right? Y'all don't like to hear that, do you? But that's the Bible. Go ahead, Randall, right quick. Who? Man, God. That's their responsibility. That's it. 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 Well, go back. Philippians 4, you got to understand want, right, versus need. Because when you let want take over, need is gone. And then when you don't have need no more, you're not going to understand contentment. See, satisfaction. I tell you something else. See, you got to understand what Jesus said. He said, leave father, leave mother, twain together and be one. See, when you are unified with the word. See, you don't do nothing outside the word. For everything going to be done by his name. Is that all right? So every decision you're going to make, all the money that's going to be spent, everything regarding that relationship going to be a relationship based on knowledge, what you have learned, amen, so that you can do it, not outside the book, but in the Lord, with the Lord on hand. See, you're right. See, the problem with society, we don't need God no more. See, what have happened to us as a race of people? I'm going back old school now. See, when we couldn't do certain things, when we all were one little community broke and pulled together, can y'all remember that? See, y'all remember when you in America, I bought an egg. See, you don't even know your neighbor no more. See, y'all remember that? See, Miss Mayor, can I use your phone? You understand what I'm saying? See, people don't sit on porches no more like they used to. Because you know why we don't do that? Because TV, internet, games, iPads. See, children don't play no more. Like my wife said, like that, you seen anybody play jacks lately? I said, unless it's on the internet. Children don't shoot marbles no more. Unless it's on the internet. Either we gain. Because we are letting all these things rob us of togetherness, of unity. See, of want. Because see, back then we all were poor. Our neighborhood, you may have one somebody that made a little bit better off than somebody else. But most of us was poor. I mean poor. I'm serious. Am I right? You remember coming home, Kathy, mama was at the door. Mama made you take your school clothes off, change clothes, do your chores, do your homework before you even, went outdoors to play. Am I right? Well, nowadays, mama ain't there. Who gonna supervise her? Y'all understand what I'm saying? I was watching that bag the other day. You remember the baby problem, dude, I don't know. He loved to grab phone, he just be, I don't know, would it be bad? He can't read. I said, look at it. He's getting used to it. So what I'm saying is, whatsoever you ask, see, the problem is, we've gotten away from this. Amen. I know people say, well, y'all Church of Christ folks just too dogmatic. No, man, we about truth. Amen. Man, happiness can come, you can be dirt broke. Peace of mind can be, you can be so poor you can't pay attention. But you can be happy. Amen. I've seen mama take some meal and grits and make some good old gravy and make some good old, you remember that, don't you? Some good old biscuits. And she sat down and fed up. And I was telling my sister all day, I swore meat was in there. It was so good. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See? Good old mother's love. Am I right? And that's what they did. But see, what we did, we have gotten away from need and won't have overtaken. And nowadays, it takes two incomes. It don't have to. Granny said something to me I think about all the time. Granny said, he said, you remember a long time ago when I didn't have cable and when I didn't have this? Y'all looking at me and I didn't have this. And I didn't have it. He said, I couldn't afford it. And I like his frame of mind. Guess what? He dealt without it. He ain't going to pay that loan. Can I get $200 to pay my cable bill? Well, 700% interest rate? Y'all laughing. But that's what happens when you go outside of God's word. Because if you love God, you're going to keep his commandments. And in keeping his commandments, whatsoever you want. As long as you do it by his name, he will do it for you. That's a promise, a blessing, if we endure temptation, for we are promised, and that promise is based through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Y'all with me? You know, let me give you a sign. Go home and just look. And be truthful with yourself. And make your two columns. Put one column, put want, and one column, put need. And see which one you fill up the fastest. How many TV can you watch at one time? Seriously. How many shoes can you wear at one time? Y'all been laughing at me all day. Because I've been wearing my tennis shoes. I got my tennis shoes on. Rather said, look at you with tennis shoes on. Do it matter? Do it matter? You know why I'm wearing these tennis shoes? Mindset. No, mindset. I've been programming my mind. I've been walking. Exercise. So why these tennis shoes are going to tell me, keep walking. Dar said, you ain't going to take them off. Now keep them walking. I got to lose some weight. Right? Now, some of y'all looking at, before that she came in, she said,
it's a habit.
It's a habit. That's what it was. Okay. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. But just go home and make that list. Make it with your husband. Make it with your wife. Don't make it by yourself. Because, see, you make it by yourself. See, you go, because you can't have two lists, you got to have one list. Amen. And I guarantee you, if you are honest with yourself, all those things based on want, get rid of them, your life's still going to go on. Amen. Okay, well, we ain't covered two verses. Did we cover a lot? That was real good, wasn't it? I really enjoyed myself. Well, we're going to try to move on a little bit further. But that's some good stuff. All right, second Sunday. Rahab going to be preaching for us second Sunday evening. Let's continue to pray for Brother Marco, who obeyed the gospel. Also, Brother Tyler Moore. His funeral is going to be Saturday.